Katie Pratt, Dixon, Illinois.
You had an opportunity to visit with DC Media, is that correct? And tell me, what was the conversation?
Yes, I did talk to a couple different people out there, and what we talked about was the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance and the program that I'm involved in, the Faces of Farming and Ranching. And we discussed basically what it is that the Alliance has discovered in some of their research in terms of what people think about farmers and feel about farming, and then some of the strides that we are making in bridging the gap between farmers and non-farmers.
Okay, well, what are some of those strides? And then later I want you to tell me what their reaction was to the information that you gave them.
Well, certainly the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has definitely helped farmers and ranchers move into social media with a much bigger footprint and a much bigger presence. And so the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Facebook page is one of the most trafficked pages on Facebook. It receives sometimes more hits and views and has more interactivity than McDonald's does at some points. So we thought that was pretty cool. People are talking about their food, and so the interactions that are happening between farmers and ranchers, and it's really just stories that people are telling about networking and meeting with other people on the internet or face-to-face on their own farms and talking about these light bulb moments where both the farmer and the non-farmer might suddenly come to a realization that there's people behind our food, and the people who are consuming our food are realizing that and understanding that we're here just to care for the land and the animals and do that the best that we can so we can provide a quality food supply for everyone. The media that I spoke to out there, let's see, it was just a couple, and they were more ag-related, so they were kind of from our own community versus outside the community. So we didn't really touch on policy all that much. A lot of the media that I have spoken to outside of the agriculture community, and I've done that in New York primarily with our food terms and our food label initiative, when we're trying to describe what are these food terms and these labels that we see on our food, like organic and antibiotic-free and things like that. It's been very receptive. Again, lots of light bulb moments, lots of moments where people are going, oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense that organic is a descriptor of how something is raised and not a commentary on the nutritional value of the food. Or it makes sense that local would mean this and why maybe we should support local. So that's really what my push or what I have experienced with media that's been outside the ag community.
Tell me about your background as a farmer. You're an active farmer. Tell me what that's given you in terms of going out and explaining what you do and what other farmers do.
Well, it just gives me a different lens in which to look at the food production system. I'm a consumer too, and so I have the same types of concerns, and I want to make sure that I'm putting safe food on the table for my kids, and it's healthy, and it's being raised, you know, with good values and with quality farming practices. It just so happens that I'm also a farmer, so I can look at that through a different lens, and so I think it just provides a different perspective. So when talking to other people, we just speak from our own experience.
All right, and your row crop and cattle, or remind me what your farm is.
Yes, we grow corn, soybeans, and seed corn. My husband and I do. I grew up on a livestock farm, and my parents still have hogs and cattle.
Okay. Now, looking ahead, you have a whole year of this activity, I believe. Tell me what's ahead for you in terms of your duties and your mission.
Well, at this point in time, my travel has tapered off, which is kind of nice. It was getting pretty busy there the first 3 months of the year, but just maintaining a presence on social media and reaching out and answering questions. Just yesterday, I was emailing back and forth with a mother from Michigan who had lots of questions about biotechnology and GMOs. So had great conversation with her, and she posted a wonderful blog about how she was going out. She wanted answers from the people who were actually putting this in the ground, and what did they think about it. And I so appreciated her efforts to seek out farmers and ask for their opinions on that type of thing. So it's been a lot of that, a lot of blogging, a lot of writing, a lot of speaking just locally here in Illinois as well.
All right. And how's that going in Illinois? Are you finding that people need to be reminded, or there are a lot of people that have no idea about farm? What kind of groups are you talking to in Illinois?
You know, I've spoken to a lot of Rotary groups, certainly a lot of groups within the ag community, farm bureaus and organizations such as that. And so it goes both ways. It's reminding farmers and ranchers that we all are a part of the conversation, whether we're a big farm or a small farm, if we grow organic or conventional livestock or crop, we all must take a role in telling the story of farming and ranching in America. And then on the flip side of that, having conversations with the non-farming public and just being more transparent. Transparency is the key to building trust, and for too long, farmers and ranchers have rested on our laurels. We haven't done a good job at telling our story, but I kind of feel like the tide is turning a bit.
Excellent. Well, one last question. Is there any aha moment that you've had since you've become one of the faces of farming and ranching?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of an aha moment quite often, actually. When on social media, it feels like a lot of times individual filters are removed. And so some of the language and the accusations and the allegations that can be out there on Facebook or Twitter sometimes cut to the heart of what we do and kind of the core of who we are as people, as farmers. But my aha moments come when I'm actually sitting at a table across from somebody who may be asking the same questions that I get via social media. But because we're one-on-one and face-to-face, it reminds me that people are they just have honest questions. They're just looking for an honest answer. And we don't always have to agree. This isn't about changing people's minds. It's just about sharing information so that people have the information to make an educated choice when it comes to their food.